With the Fukushima nuclear plant leaking hundreds of tons of radioactive water into the Pacific every day, fishing has once again been banned off the coast. While scientists say it's too early to tell how the contamination will affect marine life, test catches have shown that some fish, especially bottom-feeding species, have been affected. The ABC's North Asia correspondent, Mark Willisey, has managed to get a berth on a boat which is catching fish for testing off the coast. I spoke to him via satellite phone a short time ago. Mark, in the pursuit of this story, where are you and what are you doing?
Well, Tony, I'm about 15 kilometres off the Fukushima coast and about 35 kilometres south of the Fukushima nuclear plant. We're basically out here to catch 15 or so different species of fish and marine life that will be then taken for testing, radiation testing, contamination testing, because obviously the big issue here is just how contaminated is the ocean, given the leaks, the ongoing leaks from Fukushima, both contaminated groundwater that's passing under the plant and then reaching the Pacific, but also last that highly contaminated leak from a tank on site at the plant.
What are the fishermen there with you on board saying about this latest crisis involving leaks from the plant?
Well, they're just gobsmacked, Tony. They're very angry. They've obviously believed that TEPCO has been lying to them for weeks, if not months. You know, they seem to suggest that the cover-ups get worse. And that's the feeling among the fishermen. They believe TEPCO's probably sitting on more secrets that they don't want anyone to know about. So there's a feeling that TEPCO just cannot be trusted and that these fishermen probably don't really feel like they have a future anymore.
So what is the future for the marine-based industries around Fukushima?
Very grim, I suppose, in a word, Tony. Basically, this fisherman I'm with today, they were going to start fishing again next month. They believed that they could go out and start commercially catching again. But that fishing that was planned has now been cancelled. And talking to the fishermen around this port earlier this morning before dawn, I can tell you that there's just a feeling of hopelessness. You know, a lot of these fishermen are in their 50s, in their 60s. They believe that if Fukushima's ever safe to fish again, maybe they'll be too old to do it. And they say, who's going to buy any produce marked caught in Fukushima? So from their perspective, there's a sense of hopelessness and pessimism that they'll ever be able to go out and catch fish again.
North Asia correspondent Mark Willisey on board a fishing boat.